You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Doesn't give my opponents much time to run up to an election, does it?
The Wire.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has announced that the election will be held on November 7th. November 7th is also what is known as Public Service Day, marking the anniversary of when the first Public Service Act became law in Aotearoa 114 years ago. I spoke to Public Service Association National Secretary Fleur Fitzsimmons about the significance of this year's election date. I started by asking what November 7th means for the public service.
So November 7th in New Zealand is Public Service Day, and that is the day that the very first Public Service Act was passed in this country. And that was the day that a politically neutral and professional public service was established in the interests of all New Zealanders. So it's been known as Public Service Day for that reason. And what we're saying is that it's particularly ironic that this government has chosen Public Service Day for the general election, given their dismal record when it comes to the public service. They've overseen cuts to public services and the dismissals of thousands of public servants who were really committed to their work and had more to give to New Zealand. And it was all done for the purpose of funding this government's tax cuts for landlords. So we're really optimistic that this choice of day will mean that the election does focus on public services and this government's dismal record. It's a referendum on this government.
Will the significance shape the PSA's election campaigning?
Certainly going to shape our approach to the election campaign. Public Service Day is an important day on our calendar every year, but this year it has real significance given that the general election of a government that, in the test of a government that has made the most damaging cuts to the public service, is really being determined on this day. So it will change the focus of our election campaign in that we will be reminding people of what this government has done to the public service, the impact of those cuts that are being felt now, but will also be felt for generations to come.
Are there any particular parts of the public service you'll encourage people pay special attention to during the campaign? I'm thinking about health, for example.
We will be drawing attention to this government's agenda in health. What we have seen from the government is thousands of public health workers dismissed. We have seen no commitment to funding our hospital system in the way that New Zealanders deserve and expect. And all of that is coming through every single day with the horror stories from our hospitals. You can see data and digital systems are really struggling under the pressure of having lost expertise and operating on legacy systems. We're seeing outages that last for whole days in one instance in the Canterbury region recently. That meant that clinicians couldn't access digital charts which go and outline things like medication doses, a patient's history, clinical notes. We're seeing it in long waiting lists, hospitals constantly in code red. These are the direct result of this government's failure to properly fund our health system, and we're going to use the election to hold them to account for it.
And is there anything else you'd like to say about the upcoming election date?
This government has been the most anti-worker government in New Zealand history. They've attacked pay equity. They're about to introduce a law which will mean that every worker is subject to insecure employment. They're instituting an approach of fire at will that will radically change every workplace. Every single day between now and the election, we will be making sure that New Zealanders understand just how destructive this government has been for working people and the false promise they made to put the cost of living front and centre of their approach to governing this country. We have seen wages not keep pace with prices under Christopher Luxon's leadership, and we'll be holding him to account for that.
That was Fleur Fitzsimmons, National Secretary of the Public Service Association, on the election date falling on November 7th, or what is also known as Public Service Day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.